And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
I don't believe it. I don't believe a word of it.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate the birthdays of Warren Luce, Jesse Greer, and Fred Rose, get cooled down, and turn on some lamps. Back on March 23, 2014, I played Paul Whiteman's debut hit, Whispering, written by John Schoenberger, which was originally known simply as Johnny's Tune. The band recorded it twice on August 9, 1920, four times on August 19th, but it wasn't until the 10th take on August 23rd that they had their hit. The man responsible for putting the slide whistle solo in the arrangement was Ferdy Groffet, but the man playing the slide whistle was Victor House drummer Warren Luce, L-U-C-E, whose discographical credits were limited to a few entries for slide whistle and one for playing traps in the Orquesta Internacional on a 1922 recording of Mis Tristezas. Last year, my friend Domingo Mancuello brought to my attention several vocal recordings that Luce made with Anson Weeks and his orchestra, but I never got around to playing them. This week, however, he gets his very own segment. I don't have a lot of information about him, but Warren Dexter Luce was born in California on August 25, 1898. He was married to Lillian and had a son, Dexter, born around 1924, but he and Lillian divorced sometime between 1935 and 40. Griff Williams played piano in the Weeks Band in 1931 and 32, and started his own band about 1933, and Luce is listed as a member. The band made about 20 recordings for OK and Varsity, but Luce isn't listed on any of them. Here's Warren Luce.
I had a girl like you. life is a song, dear, 'cause I'm in love. I always dreamed of meeting someone like you. No one can tell me now that dreams don't come true. I'm glad I waited, for you can see. Now I'm in
drummer-turned-vocalist Warren Luce with Anson Weeks and his Hotel Mark Hopkins Orchestra. We started off with If I Had a Girl Like You, recorded in a session in New York on May 31, 1930, during which the orchestra also recorded an instrumental version issued on Odeon. If I Had a Girl Like You was composed by Welsh composer and songwriter Harry Parr Davies, with the lyrics by Phil Park. If I Had a Girl Like You was a huge hit for Rudy Valley. We finished up with a couple more Warren Luce vocals with Anson Weeks. Only for You, written by Ted Shapiro and Jack Yellen, was recorded June 24, 1929 in San Francisco. It was written by Josiah Zero, Francis Groman, and Charles Weinberg, and is from the film Leatherneck, starring Alan Hale, best remembered these days as the Skipper on Gilligan's Island. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, August 26th, marked the birth in 1896 in New York City of songwriter, composer, and pianist Jesse Greer, and I believe this is the first time he's getting his own segment. He received his education at New York's High School of Commerce and began his musical career as a relief pianist for silent films. After serving in World War I, he became a song plugger for various music publishers and joined ASCAP in 1923. He wrote the music for Broadway productions as early as the 1920 review Silks and Satins, several editions of Earl Carroll's Vanities, and as late as 1933's Shady Lady. Jesse Greer was a major contributor to the Boy Scouts of America and the dining hall of the June Norcross Webster Scout Reservation in Ashford, Connecticut, is named in his honor. He died at his home in Columbia, Connecticut on October 3, 1970, at age 74, and was survived by a son who was serving in Vietnam at the time, and also a daughter. Of particular interest to me is that at the time of his death, he was a vice president of EMD, the Electromotive Diesel Company, a division of General Motors, which manufactured locomotives. EMD is now owned by Caterpillar, but still produces about 30% of all the diesel-electric locomotives in North America. Among Jesse Greer's hits are Kitty from Kansas City, Just You, Just Me, Cheer Up, Good Times Are Coming, and these. Thank you.
I got the river, the friendly river. He gives me everything free. I love the river, the river's taking care of me. I catch my breakfast, I catch my supper. Without him, where would I be? He's just a river, but still he's taking care of me. He never stops to ask the reason I'm there. Just fills my empty bowl. All he has, he's willing to share. I guess that river has a soul. When I got trouble, he takes my trouble and carries them to the sea. I love the river's taking care of me.
Singing a song and never expecting anything wrong, and right there and right then I lost my gal again. I was feeling so proud and humming out loud, and suddenly we got into a crowd, and right there and right then I lost my gal again. Now it's against my wishes to doubt that she's all right, but one does get suspicious when it happens every night. I was taking her home and acting high tone, and I look around and I'm walking alone, and right there and right then I lost my gal again.
Thank you. happy anywhere as long as I'm with you. Rain may fall, but what's the difference after all, as long as I'm with you? If I but knew that you were always at my side, come what may, say I'd be satisfied. Here or there, gee, I'd be happy anywhere as long as I'm with you.
The Kensington Serenaders, a pseudonym on the Vocalion label for Ben Selvin and his orchestra, and Here or There, As Long as I Have You. The vocalist on that January 7, 1927 recording was Ben Selvin himself, who sang on at least a couple dozen of his records. Here or There was written with Benny Davis. The Carolina Club Orchestra generally refers to Hal Kemp, but before Here or There, it was Harry Reeser's Six Jumping Jacks, credited as the Carolina Club Orchestra, on a March 6, 1931 Mellotone 78 with I Lost My Gal Again. The vocalist on that Sam M. Lewis-Jesse Greer collaboration was Tom Stacks. We started off our tribute to Jesse Greer with Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra and The River's Taken Care of Me, written with Stanley Adams. The vocalist on that June 23, 1933 Brunswick 78 was Pee Wee Hunt, who played trombone in the band. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. The weather in Avalon is officially described as a mild subtropical climate with warm year-round temperatures. Statistically, the hottest day of the year here in Avalon is August 27th, with an average high temperature of 79 degrees. Even so, it can get rather warm here in the KISL studio, especially with all the equipment and a group of people in the studio. There's been a window-type air conditioner in the studio since before I started doing the show more than 15 years ago, but it's relatively inefficient and rather noisy. But thanks to a grant from the Catalina Island Performing Arts Foundation, we have a brand new central air conditioning system, which will not only keep things cool in the studio, but is extremely quiet as well. So with thanks to CPAF for the generous grant, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about keeping cool with the Tennessee Happy Boys. Thank you.
posse, just play a little posse. Cool down, before they plant a thunder ground. I'll be go-steppin', peppity-peppin', every night till dawn. Then in the morning, we're around yawning with our pep all gone. Between hot songs, hot dogs, hot papas, hot mamas, it's time we all began to cool down.
You're gonna bring somebody down. Think it twice. You'll find it better to be big than small. Being nice, or just like Humpty Dumpty on the wall. Crash, you're going to fall. Keep cool, fool, if you don't want any trouble. Keep cool, fool, or your trouble will go double. Keep cool, fool, don't you blow up like a bubble, or else you're gonna bring somebody down. Think it twice, once, twice, being nice. Or just like Humpty Dumpty on the wall. Crash, you're going to fall. If you don't want any trouble, all your trouble will go double. Don't you blow up like a bubble, or else you're going to bring somebody down. Oh, you're surely going to bring somebody down.
Thank you.
From the review One Damn Thing After Another, DAM, which opened at the London Pavilion on May 19, 1927 and ran for 237 performances, that was the Savoy Orpheans from the Savoy Hotel in London with the early Rodgers and Hart work, I Need Some Cooling Off. That was recorded on May 18th, the day before the review opened. And yes, you did hear My Heart Stood Still in there, another Rodgers and Hart piece that was interpolated into the London Review and introduced on that record. Before that, it was Raymond Scott and his new orchestra on April 8, 1941, with a more mainstream tune and arrangement than some of his records put out by his quintet between 1937 and 39, such as Dinner Party for a Pack of Hungry Cannibals, War Dance for Wooden Indians, and Powerhouse, which you've no doubt heard. That was Keep Cool, Fool, with the vocal by Gloria Hart. Gloria Hart was a vocalist for Art Castle in a 1942 review in Billboard, said that she warbles pleasingly and sells her tunes solidly. We started off our celebration of the new air conditioning system in the massive KISL studio complex in Memorial Park in Avalon with the Tennessee Happy Boys, a pseudonym for Nathan Glance, and Harry Reeser, too, for that matter. That was Cool Down from an Oriole 78 waxed March 5, 1929. The vocalist is credited on the label as Harry Crane, but you may have recognized that distinctive voice as that of Arthur Fields. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. A few days ago, my friend, ragtime pianist and composer John Reed Torres, posted on his Facebook page a YouTube video of my other friend, ragtime pianist and composer Max Keenlyside, playing a wonderful tune by my other friend, ragtime pianist and composer Vincent Johnson, titled Tiffany Lamp Rag. I'm going to have the great pleasure of seeing and hearing all three of them together at November's West Coast Ragtime Festival in Sacramento, California, and I urge you to search out that YouTube video of Tiffany Lamp Bragg and to support all three of them by buying their music. All three can be heard on the Rivermont Records CD Ragtime Wizardry, along with 15 other of today's top ragtime pianist composers. And as a matter of fact, Vincent Johnson plays Tiffany Lamp Rag himself on that Ragtime Wizardry CD. It's available at Rivermont's website, rivermontrecords.com. That's rivermontrecords.com. Speaking of lamps, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about lamps and lamp posts. Thank you.
I'm leaning on the lamp. Maybe you think I look a tramp, or you may think I'm hanging round to steal a car. But no, I'm not a crook, and if you think that's what I look, I'll tell you why I'm here and what my motives are. I'm leaning on a lamppost at the corner of the street in case a certain little lady comes by. Oh me, oh my, I hope the little lady comes by. I don't know if she'll get away, she doesn't always get away, but anyhow I know that she'll try. Oh me, oh my, I hope the little lady comes by. There's no other girl I would wait for, but this one I'd break any date for. I won't have to ask what she's late for. She wouldn't leave me flat, she's not a girl like that. Oh, she's absolutely wonderful and marvelous and beautiful, and anyone can understand why. I'm leaning on a lamppost at the corner of the street in case a certain little lady passes by. I'm leaning on the lamppost at the corner of the street in case a certain little lady comes by. Oh me, oh my, I hope the little lady comes by. I don't know if she'll get away, she doesn't always get away, but anyhow I know that she'll try. Oh me, oh my, I hope the little lady goes. Wanna da 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 dee bum bum. There's no other girl I could wait for, but this one I'd break any date for. I won't have to ask what she's late for. She wouldn't leave me flat, she's not a girl like that. Oh, she's absolutely wonderful and marvelous and beautiful, and anyone can understand why. I'm leaning on a lamppost at the corner of the street in case a certain little lady passes by.
Haven't heard from George Formby in quite a while, but there he was on September 5th, 1937, with Leaning on a Lamp Post by Noel Gay. Before George Formby, it was Harry Radiman's Jazz Orchestra from around April 11th, 1921, and My Lady of the Lamp. My Lady of the Lamp is from the review The Passing Show of 1921, and apparently there were two versions of the tune, one composed in 1919 by Gene Schwartz, and one in 1921, the one we just heard, composed by Lou Pollock. Both had words by Harold Atteridge, and both were published by the Jerome H. Remick Company. The Passing Show of 1921 opened at the Winter Garden Theater on December 29, 1920, and ran for 191 performances. We started the set with another Lamp Post song, Lullaby to a Lamp Post. Now, why anyone would sing a lullaby to a lamp post, I don't know, and that wasn't much of a lullaby anyway. But that was the Australian dance band Dudley Cantrell and the Grace Grenadiers from November 22, 1937. Lullaby to a Lamp Post was written by Franklin Marks. Last week, August 24th, marked the birth in 1897 in Evansville, Indiana, of composer, lyricist, vocalist, and pianist Fred Rose. He grew up in St. Louis and in his teens moved to Chicago, where he played and sang in Chicago saloons. Early in his career, he composed popular songs such as Deep Henderson and Flamin' Mamie, and his first success was with Red Hot Mama, written for Sophie Tucker. He recorded for Brunswick in the late 20s, was with Paul Whiteman's orchestra briefly, and teamed with Elmo Tanner on Chicago radio. He moved to Nashville, where he had a 15-minute radio program called Freddie Rose's Song Shop, but it didn't last long, and he moved on to New York. There, in the 1930s, he met Gene Autry, with whom he collaborated on a number of hits, including Be Honest With Me and Tears on My Pillow. In 1942, he and Grand Ole Opry star Roy Acuff started Acuff Rose, the first music publishing company in Nashville. He died in Nashville on December 1, 1954, and in 1961 was elected as a charter member into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Here are three from the pen of Fred Rose.
Thank you.
I think we've heard him on each of the last two shows, but there he is again from May of 1926, Mike Markell's orchestra and Deep Henderson. And you heard strains of Kitty from Kansas City in there, too. There were no fewer than 13 different recordings of Fred Rose's Deep Henderson made in 1926, the year it was published in Chicago, with the inaugural recording by the Coon Sanders Nighthawk Orchestra. Before Deep Henderson, it was Ben Sullivan's dance orchestra with a relatively slow-paced rendition of Red Hot Mama from a July 1924 Vocalion 78. Red Hot Mama, here spelled M-A-M-M-A, was written by Gilbert Wells, Bud Cooper, and Fred Rose. We began our tribute to Fred Rose with the Walter Hirsch collaboration Deed I Do, performed there by Ben Pollock and his Californians. The vocalist on that December 17, 1926 Victor recording made in Chicago was Ben Pollock himself. This is Glenn Robison himself, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.